Chapter 7. The World of Science. Unit 13. From Apples to Planets with Newton's Laws. Sir Isaac Newton had a humble beginning. Born in 1643 to a farmer's widow, Newton was raised in the English countryside. He would not become a farmer, however. The boy proved himself to be an academic, and he pursued studies in mathematics and science. Newton attended Trinity College in Cambridge. There, he closely studied texts written by innovative thinkers such as Descartes, Galileo, and Kepler. During his career, Newton would make contributions to the fields of mathematics, optics, and mechanical physics. His ideas would become the foundations of modern science and would stand unchanged for nearly two centuries. Newton's most influential work is Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy. In it, Newton presents detailed mathematical descriptions of the motions and forces affecting objects. One amazing aspect of these formulae is that they apply to all objects. They can describe the motion of everything from apples to planets. The Principia, as this work is often called, provides three basic laws to describe all motion in the universe. Newton's first law, called the law of inertia, states that if the total force on an object equals zero, then it will continue in its current state of rest or motion. Thus, if a stone is motionless, it will remain motionless until an outside force, such as the wind or a foot kicking it, acts upon it. Or consider a rock that has been thrown by someone. This rock will continue at the same speed forever, unless another force, such as gravity or air friction, acts upon it. Of course, in the real world, there are always forces acting upon an object, no matter where that object may be. Newton's second law, called the law of acceleration, states that the acceleration of an object is equal to the total force acting on the object divided by its mass. Written in another way, the law says that the total force acting on an object is equal to its mass times its acceleration. By way of example, imagine that a person kicks a ball. The ball will move away from the person at a certain speed. Now imagine that the person kicks the ball twice as hard. The ball will move away twice as fast. Or if a person kicks a ball against the wind, then the acceleration of the ball will depend on the force of the kick minus the force of the wind. Newton's third law, called the law of reciprocal actions, states that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. For instance, suppose two balls are traveling directly toward each other at 5 miles per hour. After they collide, they will each be moving 5 miles per hour in opposite directions. These laws have major implications for gravity. For instance, according to Newton's third law, a rock falling toward the Earth is also exerting a gravitational pull on the Earth. The rock's gravitational pull is so small, though, that it can actually be ignored. However, for larger objects, such as the Moon, this reciprocal effect cannot be ignored. In fact, the effect of the Moon's pull on the Earth can be seen in the ocean tides. Newton was also able to demonstrate Kepler's laws of planetary motion based on his own general laws of motion. The orbits of the planets, with the properties identified by Kepler some 70 years earlier, could be described from the ground up, using the planets' masses, accelerations, and the gravitational attraction of the Sun. As we now know, Newton's laws hold true for most things we see or experience in our daily lives. They do not hold true, however, when we examine extremely small objects. These problems led to the development of new theories in the 20th century. Researchers continue to develop and refine these theories. For those who are not scientists, Newton's laws are still elegant tools for describing motion in the world.